In the center, there is a couch on which the person to be conditioned lies down. Then a device, resembling a helmet, is strapped on the head. This is connected to the strata recorder and the crystals, and the thought impulses coming from these are transferred via this helmet directly to the brain. We can accomplish this conditioning in about 1 hour. However, the person is first placed in a sleep state and firmly strapped down where he or she remains until the light barrier has been passed. This is the normal ProSoft-Sage. Those who have been conditioned already would be treated as the crew and would be seated in the main ConSoft-Tra center. This is where I prefer all passengers and the crew to be when we're transcend. This main control center is the Fasterine and astral craft. Once beneath light barrier, things return to normal and one walks and sleeps, and one can use the craft as one would an ocean liner. Voldar continued his explanation. I have used the word conditioning. This is not strict soft hyphen tli the right word to use, probably programming, try soft hyphening or teaching would be better expressions. Remember, we do not do this against your will. It is entirely up to you. The very first step is that you accept us, then you automatically tune your mind to our wavelength and only then do we continue to prepare you for the next phase. I am really your teacher, with many assistants. Of course, this crystals and that valuable instrument, the strata recorder, could not be dispensed with. When asked what one could do to assist this learn soft hyphening process, how to absorb as much as possible of what was being taught, Voldar said, the best thing you can do is to relax. Relaxation is the key to success in this teaching we give you. I know that this is very difficult for you on Earth. Taking into account the hectic lives you lead, we have compensated for this and made allow soft hyphen answers. Concentrate on relaxation of the mind and the body. There are various techniques which are known to all. I feel that all of you could relax more than you have done. Some nights, when I contact you, there is a relaxed condition and yet on other nights, there seems to be tension. Tension interferes with the assimilation of teaching and prevents understanding us dearly. The question of food and diet was raised and we asked if any foods should be avoided. For your health and also to assist your training program, care in your diet would help a great deal. On your planet you have many green foods, such as lettuce, cabbage and many other varieties of fruit and vegetables. Soft-Bs.Y in the Confederation only eat flesh of fish. This is a very good source of protein and one does not need the flesh of animals. Then we have a large var soft hyphen iety of fruit juices which we drink. We do not drink tea or coffee but instead, we have fruit juices which are taken hot or cold, blended or pure. So take a lot of raw vegetables, fruit juices and fish in your diet. Then another aspect of this conditioning program emerged when the discussion turned to the enigmatic sub-soft hyphen object called the New Age. Voldar said, one has to be conditioned to accept the New Age. In the ancient scriptures of the Confederation, it is written that the Divine One will change many planets. A voice tells us that there will be a change. The timing of the event will depend on many circumstances. It might be caused by the separation of the two universes resulting in a complete break in the magnetic field between them. This event may bring about changes which would gradually usher in Varsal in a New Age. There might be a change in the atom's soft-x structure. Every atomic power station would then cease to function, and even your electrical power would stop. But a new source of energy will then be available. Your universe would move to a location in space where it would continue to rotate on its axis. Your physical world would undergo a transformation, a cleansing of the Earth. Reminds of messages received through recent channelings. But this book was originally published from Van Vlieden nearly 20 years ago. Then Thrair's erection would follow in the still of the night. This transformation would be almost instantaneous. Even the heavens would change color. Mankind will be afraid, but a great uplift soft hyphen ting will follow. There will be a regeneration, for example, those of 90 years age will be as so, and those of you who are 50 will be as 30. Many would not see these changes. Only those of you who can now accept the new way of life will perceive it and experience it. Many are being conditioned for that day. and also for cosmic flights, should that be soft-hyphen come necessary. Your subconscious mind is being conditioned soft-hyphen to prepare for such an event, should it arose. Then, as if with the turning of a switch, true understood soft-hyphening would come. Some of you may become teachers or leaders. Their prospect of having to become teachers, let alone leaders, rather perturbed us, but Voldar reiterated that the great mission would be teaching. Voldar also mentioned again the disturbance in the magnetic fields, which, although unobserved by astro-soft-numbers on Earth, caused an insurmountable barrier to all magnetically propelled spacecraft. This disturbance came to an end on the 8th of January, 1981. Voldar said, once the magnetic disturbance and the magnetic fields return to normal, then there could be a radical change on Earth. When the changes come, and come they will, the rotational direction of Earth will be opposite what it is today. It would take the planet quite a while to readjust itself, but it will do so, for the Earth is still a very young planet. These are things happen to young planets. And they must happen be soft-hyphen for your sun becomes unstable and turns into a supernova and burns everything out. But there are still many millions of Earth years before that event. But then there is the possibility that Earth may turn into a ball of fire as the result of a nuclear war. However, I feel that these changes, some of which I mentioned, will come before mankind on Earth can perform such a deed. Let us wait and see. There are still many things Tate and the Confederation is uncertain of. Changes can be observed and data analyzed. Tinly Mother Nature, the Divine One will trigger the reaction that will change things permanently. I repeat permanently on Earth. The reversal of rotation of the planet would also change the polarity of Earth. North would become South and the South Pole would become North. This could be brought about by a natural or an accidental cause. It would hardly be a deliberate one, as mankind will have a soft-hyphen-date to use it, although it has the means available. Many may ask, what good has the Confederation done for the planet? We have done one small thing, and that is to instill an atom of fear in the hearts of men on Earth. The fear of total destruction by fire. But do not worry. Everything has been taken care of. There will be a new world for many people in Epica. But there will also be a new world for those who decide not to join you. The planet Earth is not doomed. There are countless thousands who would accept our offer to migrate. When that time comes, you will be equal and play an important part in the new and great world that is forthcoming. Great ships from space will come. Then truly the planet Earth will be at peace. Those who remain will know our love and friendship. They will understand what the stars have to offer them. All this will be given to them and many things will be revealed in the new age. Things they never knew existed. Then the civilization of the Confederation will exist on planet Earth. Transport craft, our culture, our civilization, our people. And you will be our people also. But there is still much to be done before all this can be achieved. That is why there is this conditioning, this teaching. That is why there is this Q base and many other Q base over the world. And this is why we keep contact with you, to bring you messages of peace and love. We have tried to bring you an understand soft-hyphen-ding of our planets and our way of life, which will be to your benefit when this great change arrives. A great change is to come and this will affect the whole of the universe, not only Earth. These are things have not been planned by us, we are just passing the message to you. We are, as you say, only the instrument. Publisher comment: this chapter seems to offer a plus soft-hyphenable explanation for several mysteries of this phenome soft-hyphen-non that perplex the scientists, politicians and UFO group leaders alike, and may be a partial reason why the humble, less spectacularly educated witnesses are chosen for direct contacts. Perhaps there is less mental blockage to hamper possible conditioning of the subconscious taking place. This may also offer one explanation for the limited success in introducing another person into the UFO contacts. Perhaps too much time, years it seems in some cases, has already gone into the mental conditioning, preparation and evaluation already done, and that at particular contact he was the one judged and selected to introduce another, or to switch contacts might be like starting all over again, and perhaps that project has gone too far, or perhaps the other person is not conditionable. There may be a whole lot to say forth potential for conditioning. A non-believer, not exposed to too much UFO information, may be more amenable to condition soft hyphening along certain lines because of his lack of preconceived soft ideas and less in his mind to be unlearned. Also, he may not be distracted by other cases with different entities and different conditioning programs. Imagine the problems one might face trying to persuade a UFO club leader to concentrate on only one contact to the exclusion of all others so that a certain conditioning could be carried out successfully. This may be one real soft-sun why most contactees are led by their contactors to believe if they're the only ones being contacted while at the same time other people know better. Carl van Vlieden went back over years of his note and the messages. He reviewed discussions with Edwin and also directly with many other personality communicating through Edwin in trance as well as by direct transmission over Edwin's radio. He made sketches and diagrams as he tried to make sense out of this whole strange phenomenon unfolding before his very eyes here. He reviewed research notes of his own, inquiring into the nature of points raised in these communications. He tried to put it all into some reasonably connected, coherent and organized perspective. This next chapter arrived from Carl untitled. I have called it Polarity. Chapter 19, Polarity, How Did This World Begin? Where did matter come from? Was there a time when no matter of any sort was in existence? These are some of the unsolved puzzles of nature. Holy Scripture Simplices, God and the World Was. In scientific circles, it has become fashionable to suppose that the universe began 15 billion years ago with a Big Bang. The Bang was not only big, it was also very hot, in excess of 10 million degrees or so. In this melting pot, hot enough for nuclear fusion to occur, most of the cosmic helium formed in the first few minutes after the event of creation. The heavier elements Earth-2 have been manufactured in some cosmic furnace, such as the center of stars. And what is the origin of Thermalbreath itself? What is the mix of subatomic particles from which all elements, including helium, were formed? We have a firm foundation in a law of physics which states that pure energy can give birth to particles of ponderable mass. This is the significance of Einstein 1's formula E=mc. The concept of creation of pairs of particles out of energy came with the research on rotating black holes. Hawking and Gibbon. In this process, two particles, one the antiparticle of the other, are formed just outside the black hole. One particle is attracted into the hole by the charge it carries, while the other particle with the opposite charge, is repelled. Hence the particle is separated from its twin, never to meet again. As early as 1929, Paul Dirac had foreseen the possibility of the ABI and two types of matter, ordinary particles and mirror one particles, or antimatter. Today, most physicists accept that all atomic particles have mirror antiparticles. The big question is, where is all this matter? This is a real concern because the encounter of antimatter with ordinary matter results in the mutual annihilation of both with a mighty explosion according to theory.